Utah Real Estate Headlines. NIDAR Online Utah Public Records and Property Search Hub. This NIDAR Online page is an index for Utah public records, including Utah property tax, property search, and assessor resources. Having UT public records and assessor-related links in one place can help Utah real estate professionals strengthen listing research and transaction due diligence. U/state/UT county/UTA as a first stop for UT property and public records checks. Utah Real Estate Headlines. Utah DRE Real Estate page expands licensee tools and video resources. The Utah Division of Real Estate page at commerce.utah.gov serves as a resource center with how-to videos and topic links for licensees across real estate, mortgage, appraisal, timeshare, AMCs, land sales, title, consumer information, and licensing workflows, while noting a high-volume inquiry period during a system transition. UT real estate professionals can use this page as a practical hub for compliance, education, and process updates without leaving the Commerce site. Visit the site now to access the latest how-to videos and licensing filing resource links. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, 4 documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent 2 annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 for $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.